Affairs Talk is powered by Xfinity.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Bears Talk, this week's version. We wrap up the Philadelphia Eagles' loss at Soldier Field on Monday night and look ahead to a Sunday night matchup in Dallas. I'm Jeff Joniak, along with my broadcast partner, Tom Thayer, from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM, and also our partner in the pre- and post-game show, the seven-time consecutive Pro Bowl center, Jay Hilgenberg. Glad you're joining us today. We're still smiling. The sun came up, but it was rough.
Can we address Hall of Fame candidate?
Hall of Fame candidate okay. as well. Again. Right. We were walking.
Again.
To our pregame show, and that's what conversation that Jay and I had. He goes, I'll be long gone before I ever even get into the
Hall. That's why I say I'm going to be the Ron Santo, I think, of the Chicago
we'll
Bears.
For you.
All right, well, I appreciate
somehow.
That.
All right, let's look at the game.
They'll save on the jacket, though.
let's look at what happened against the Philadelphia Eagles. Certainly disappointment. That's the number one term that comes in my head.
You know, that's the thing about the season. It is complete disappointment. You can see it on the fans as they're leaving the game, and you see the reflection the day after the game. But you can't dwell on it. You have to see what you did well in the game and how to have team growth for that. You got to get ready for the Dallas Cowboys, but you do have to go back and you have to watch the Philadelphia Eagles game, and you have to sit in there and you have to be evaluated. And you, again, it's about an understanding of, you know, how you can get Kevin White more involved. How can you get bigger plays from Alshon Jeffrey? How do you make the growth of the tight end position and the running back position? All those things need to be figured out.
Yeah, you just got to take, you got to find the positives. There has to be some good things on that tape.
What did you think were positives?
I thought the defense, you know, that first half, they came out and they played winning football in that first half. They made a couple plays in the red zone, a couple of the young guys did. But offensively, it's tough to find the positives of just so disappointing. That was, to me, it seemed like the whole season, there was such a big deal made of the home record last year. There's so much weight put on this game, and it was just disappointing all the way around.
Well, and rightly so, though, because that certainly has to turn around. The stretch of losses now is significant at home.
You're not going to get any better unless this really hurts these guys.
Exactly. I think it does. From the sounds of it, I think it does. Offensively now, just three scoring drives in 23 possessions so far in the first 2 weeks of the season. And really, you're not running a lot of plays, only 104 plays so far in two games.
Well, I think my frustration spilled over early in the game. Because if you look at the first third down they face of the first series, they went into a third and 20. And they threw a screen that you're lucky wasn't intercepted because
right.
that would have had disastrous results. But when you do have a tackle for loss and you have a sack and then you have an incomplete screen, it's kind of frustrating because those are the types of plays that against anything
right.
you run, that
right.
should be your bread and butter.
Exactly. It's starting the game off, too, you want positive plays offensively. And it just seemed like they just weren't in sync from the first play on. I mean, the running back cut the ball back with the defensive end being unblocked. So there's something that wasn't syncing up there. And, again, you know, I'm sure there were some great individual performances out there, but you got to have 11 guys doing it consistently, and they aren't there offensively.
And they have issues now with some injuries. We'll learn more throughout the course of the week, but the list is pretty long. Some guys could be more serious than others, and that adds to the consternation, I'm sure. And now what to do, because you have to really work at your depth, and you got to look around now and see what you can do.
Right. You know, going back and having a chance to look at the tape, they missed Jay Cutler. Brian Hoyer came in and played some efficient football. He involved every receiver.
First nine completions.
Right. Will Sutton came in, played for Eddie Goldman, had some really enthusiastic plays on the defensive line. Kadeem Carey had some type of a muscle strain. We finally got to see Jordan Howard.
And we liked what we saw.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Howard, yes.
So the guys that did have to come in and play in the DeAndre Hall and the defensive backs, they showed spark. They showed signs of life. But now it's even bigger. If you have some injuries, you got to be ready to play four quarters.
Right. You know, I think you got to look at it where these guys are going to get the opportunity. These guys are going to step in for the injured players, going to get the opportunity to play. They're here for a reason. I mean, these guys can play ball. So maybe, you know, they'll get out there and show what they can do, and it'll add some competition. These guys are legitimately hurt last night, but he'll add some competition that all these jobs aren't secure here. And,
no,
you know,
never is. Not with a John Fox coach team either because, and I say it all the time, practice is certainly what matters. Practice is important. You have a chance to be on the Sunday 46 by what you do during the course of a week. And something Danny Trevathan keeps telling all these guys, hey, we got to have fun and we got to get our work done during the week.
Right. Are you saying practice, though? Are you talking physically or mentally? Because in today's football, I mean, the physical end of practice really isn't there. It's the mental. It's the mental ability that you have to bring into the game, learn during the week.
All right, let's look at the offense now in more detail as they get ready for these Dallas Cowboys. We'll talk about the Cowboys in a second, but overall, there doesn't seem to be anything they can hang their hat on for sure right now. Alshon Jeffrey in the first half of the last two games, yes, some big catches, then quiet.
You know, it's funny because you got big play guys like Alshon Jeffrey, Kevin White, Zach Miller, Eddie Royal in the first two games of the season. He's been a contributor both in the special teams and the offense. But again, Jay, the most important aspect of offensive football is the offensive line.
Right, right, absolutely.
And so that's
don't be humble now.
Well, that's the key ingredient is you have to have the offensive line in sync with all of their responsibilities running the pass game. Then you're going to be able to filter the ball out to the weapons either in the backfield or out of the wide receiver position. And you know you do have big playability. They showed even signs of it last night. But you have to make sure that everybody's in sync and you're getting good line play.
You know, one of the positives I took out, you said Hoyer, he completed his first nine passes. He looked like he saw the field very quickly and distributed that ball. He got it out of his hands. And you see Carson Wentz last night, how quick, you know, they get the ball out of the hands. So that's, you know, hopefully that's something you can build on. And I was impressed with Kevin White last night, catching the ball with his hands. Looked like he was coming back for the ball and turning it upfield and being aggressive and physical.
Yeah, about the offensive line, you know, you watched the tape already. Did you see more growth?
Yeah, but, I mean, you saw growth, but it's got to be complemented by everybody. If you can create deception on the offensive line, if you can have an effective running game, it's going to help the quarterback, and then you're going to help you get into the downfield passing game. You definitely see growth, but that's the weekly process of the offensive line because you face a defense 1 week in 34, then the next week you face a four-man line. There's going to be similarities to the Dallas front that there was to the Philadelphia Eagles front. So that's where you want to see growth is when you play the same system 2 weeks in a row.
Absolutely. It just comes down to consistency. You can't go out there. You can't afford to have two or three mistakes in a game. I mean, physically getting beat. You can never afford mental mistakes, but physically, you have two or three bad plays in a game. Each guy across that offensive line, if you have that, it can get ugly quickly.
Let's dig into the Dallas Cowboys now. The Dallas Cowboys arguably have one of, if not the premier offensive lines in football, and that'll be a great place to start our breakdown of the Cowboys. With Dak Prescott running the show and not turning the ball over, 75 passing attempts, no interceptions, won his first two games, first time in NFL history, and they got two rookies that have done it now with Carson Wentz. But that offensive line is a heck of a place to start.
Yeah, it is. They're probably the most well-known offensive line in the league today, but you know, Ezekiel Elliott sure isn't helping him. Their first-round draft choice at running back, he's been limited. And then you have a rookie quarterback. So I think the defenses they've been able to face have been a little bit more aggressive in trying to get into the backfield because you want to challenge the thinking process of a rookie quarterback. But if you don't mind your keys, if you don't pay attention to play action, he's a good enough quarterback that he can get on the edge and he can create space and throwing lanes. And when you saw Russell Wilson do it his rookie year to the Bears and kind of create fatigue going into the second half in the fourth quarter, that's what Prescott's capable of doing. So you talk about playing mentally sharp football. If you don't do it against a quarterback that has youth and athleticism on his side, danger.
Well, a mobile quarterback can wear out of the defense quickly. So the defensive line and that front seven is going to have to control everything in front of them, shut that running game down. And I like Vic Fangio, what from the first week to the second week, what this defense has shown. This defense is an improved group from last year considerably. And so I look forward to making further strides.
Secondary, we'll have to keep an eye on, you know, with the injury news. But they got to deal with Dez Bryant, obviously. You got to deal with the tight end, Jason Witten, who doesn't run as well as he used to, but he's so technique sound and able to find those pockets and get open. Those are two places to start. Cole Beasley is a very underrated receiver, so they've got some weapons on the offensive side. Defensively, Rod Marinelli. He loves the stunt, twist, game, and that'll be a big test for the offensive line with whomever he has rushing the quarterback.
Right. But, you know, watching a little bit of Dallas tape, It seems like they get over aggressive because they're so preacher Rod Marinelli, getting position fast. And sometimes they've created some open windows for the quarterback in a moving pocket because they get themselves over aggressively out of position. So I would like to try to take advantage of that. I don't care who plays quarterbacks because they're both capable of using, you know, a moving pocket and play action pass. And if they can get defensive players 1-2 steps out of position, and that's when you're going to see big play capabilities, Teddy Royal to Kevin White, Alshon, and the rest of the guys. So I want to see if I want to take advantage of the defense as much as, you know, physically, as much as, you know, getting them out of position athletically.
You talk about the game, Rod Marinelli likes playing games, and the Bears have been hurt a little bit in the pass rush through the game, so I'm sure they're going to dial them up. I haven't seen the tape yet. I can't get up early like you guys and watch the tape and everything, but
you could.
It's a choice.
I try,
Jamie.
But
it's a choice.
But it looked like, you know, they had trouble on the right side on a stunt between Paulson and the right tackle,
like Bobby Massey.
Yeah, Bobby Massey. So I they're going to continue going after that until they can fortify that.
All right. How about a matchup? Key matchup.
Well, I'm, you know, going to go Dez Bryant because, you know, Dez Bryant is a type of receiver that gets into the ear of a quarterback. So if he's not getting his reps, and now he can create a little bit of an uncomfortable feeling between a rookie quarterback if he doesn't want the ball fed to him. So you look at the size matchup between Jacoby Glenn and Tracy Porter and Dez Bryant. He definitely has the size advantage. So if they can, you know, shrink the windows, because one thing I did notice about Prescott is if he has a wide window, he's got the confidence to throw it. If you keep that window narrow or tight, he doesn't have the same confidence he does. So, again, it's going to be about putting pressure onto the quarterback and then being the having the defensive backs challenging the oversized receivers.
I'm going to look at it as I'm interested to see the Bears offensive line against the Dallas defensive line with Brian Hoyer at quarterback. I think they're going to go, what I saw last night with Hoyer, I think they're going to go to the quick passing game. And I think this team, the O-line, will be able to go down and be pretty successful with Hoyer at quarterback.
Well, I love the line of scrimmage. I'm going to flip it and see how the Bears front seven do against that Cowboys well-known and stellar offensive line to see if they can create some mismatches and get to that quarterback, Dak Prescott. Hey, there's a clock ticking on that interception free zone. It's about ready to expire, right? So
let's
create some turnovers against the Dallas Cowboys. That's going to wrap us up for our Bears Talk this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Stick around each and every week as we break down and look ahead.